they have it on their actual fucking the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Facebook page, which I didn't even know they fucking had.
Neither did I.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Napier.
We seem to be losing guest hosts.
I know. It's getting thinning out. And you know, I'm just bummed out. It's like we were riding such a high last week. It was like, you know, we did the big show and...
The big show was awesome.
And we got all this response on Twitter, and it was like, oh, hey, congratulations, everybody. And now it's like, it's just another show now.
Well, most of them are just other shows.
And I got a fucking headache. I'm just so goddamn bummed out.
At least your cat stopped flipping the fuck out.
I don't know what he's eating his own tail. He's a fucking idiot. But I'm thoroughly depressed. Because last night, I'm browsing the pornographies.
Yep.
And I gravitated to MILF porn.
Yeah.
And that's a depressing day.
Why? There's nothing wrong with MILF porn.
Are
they hitting too close to your age or something?
Like, I'm watching them and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What? I mean, like, now it's like the 18-year-olds almost kind of bum me out. It's like, where is this girl's dad? What's gone wrong? Filming. I feel bad for the 18-year-olds. I mean, like, you know, the experienced gals, you know, the gals on the MILF sites and stuff. I mean, they know what they're doing. I mean, they've been around, you know, and they've made this decision as an adult. But, I mean, you know, these poor 18-year-olds, you know, they were just handed a couple of $100 and they're like, ooh, I can get a new coach purse with this.
Yeah.
They're not really thinking about the are you okay?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They're not really thinking about the consequences of their actions.
Well, eventually somebody will shoot off in their face, but...
I almost don't like... the 18-year-olds, like, almost kind of don't really do it for me as much anymore. And that's a depressing day. It's fucking depressing.
Why do you give a shit? They're just there to look at, like most women.
I know, but it's like, now I kind of look at them like kind of like from a dad perspective.
You're not a dad.
I know I'm not. That's what's so fucked up about it.
Why do you care?
These poor girls.
They're not poor. You just said they got $200.
So I'm going about this all wrong.
Yeah.
The transition from MILF porn isn't a depressing one. I should look at it as a positive thing.
Exactly. What about those poor women that have to, in their old, decrepit age...
My jacking has become more distinguished.
Exactly. Now, you're worried about the 18-year-olds and their athletic bodies that can still work. Think about those 35 to 40-year-old women who have to, you know, get some goddamn money coming in because their deadbeat husband won't get a goddamn job. That's way more depressing than, I need money for books. Look at my cooter.
Now the really good ones, these are the ones that I've been watching a lot lately. It has like a guy fucking a young broad, and then like his stepmom comes home early, and she like kind of, you know, scolds him for fucking on her bed, or, you know, not doing it right, and then she teaches them both.
Ah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at? You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes.
I don't know. That's kind of what I've been into lately.
Well, do they bring in depressing. The family dog?
I used to be grossed out by that, but now it's changed. I've changed. I've become a man, Napier.
An old man?
I've become a man. I own a cat.
Wait, that's not too bad. Wait till you start searching for chicks with dicks.
I watch MILF porn.
There's nothing wrong with MILF porn.
I don't know about the chicks with dicks thing, man.
Yeah, now. It's just, you didn't know about the younger and older broads, you know.
It's just kind of bobbing up and down, and it's kind of like, come on, man. Tuck that thing back or something. Get it out of the way. Put a belt around it or something. Keep it from I mean, cuz if it's flapping around in the breeze,
yeah.
Then you're just going to pay attention to it because it's there, you know. It's the thing that's like all cattywampus. It's out moving around.
Well, I think that's the point. You're supposed to look at the penis, so get your
penis
hard.
I don't think you should, though.
Well, that's what their angle is. They look like chicks until you take off the shorts, and then they got penis and testicles. That's the point.
We do have a variety of Ask Dr. Napier questions. I figure we'll just do Ask Dr. Napier now because Drunk should be coming for the second half hour, and we will discuss the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League as well as Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge, the Mr. Producer Show versus the Brit and the American. So you want to just do Ask Dr. Napier now?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
I don't know. Can we do the song and stuff without Drunk being here? Or do you want to just?
I mean,
do you mean to just ask you the fucking questions?
No, let's do the song.
Okay, go ahead.
Do 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 do. Ask Dr. Napier. Yay! Go. Why are you looking at me? Go.
The first question comes from Jabber28. I'm a lactard. What's a lactard?
Yeah, fuck if I know.
Is that someone who's lactose intolerant? Is that like slang, as the kids call it?
Or he could be lactarded. I don't know.
I'm a lactard and sometimes can't leave the throne for 30 to 40 minutes. Is it safe to bring my laptop in, or does it get covered in shit? Do I need to disinfect it before I let small children touch it?
Well, here's what happens. When you go to the bathroom, you have like a really messy, like nasty, just dirty, nasty time in there. When you flush it, it kind of puts poop particles in the air, and that can get on your like toothbrush, like any like hair scissors you might have, or if you're using your laptop, it's going to get shit particles
right
on your laptop.
And I mean, that's the way I don't bring food in there. But I mean, I always bring my phone because I got to play Doodle Jumper. I got to do something while I'm pooping. But you know, my phone's probably gross because it just kind of goes everywhere. Yeah, you don't really think about it, but I mean, I don't ever clean it.
You probably have poop particles on your phone.
You would assume, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you probably like are in a constant flow of poo particles, really. I mean, there's shit everywhere, right?
Potentially, yeah. But I mean, what when you have the movement and then you flush the toilet, it puts it in the air like it's a geyser of shit particles.
Geyser of shit particles.
Yeah.
People are having problems finding. They're in the chat, but they don't know how. If you go back to the homepage, now this is funny. They don't have the thing to listen on the chat page. So you got to go back to the homepage. You click the thing to listen, and then you come back to the chat.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It used to be up at the top.
Or you can open a new. You can open a new tab if you have a tabbed browser.
This is great. So anyway, did we answer Jabber28's question effectively? So
you
the
can.
Answer is yes, everything is covered in shit. However, you're saying can you bring your laptop in or does it... you can bring it in, but yeah, maybe disinfect it anyway.
Give it a clean every once in a while. Yeah.
Okay, this one is from Matt Leroy. How would you fix Paula Deen's image?
First off, she should change her name, like just embrace the subtle racism.
You know what? I'm sorry. You finish answering the question, then I'll answer it correctly.
I would have her change her name to like Auntie Sanders or something to embrace the Southern, and then just subtly throughout her show. Just drop subtle racist hints.
Just embrace it.
Yeah, just embrace it.
You know, you think of it like her career is over, but really, more people are talking about Paula Deen than ever. Paula Deen is way more famous now than she was when she was on a Food Network show getting a 1.1 rating.
Yeah, but nobody wants to pay for that.
No, but what happens is you go away for a while. You lay low. You let people stop kind of. And then you come back. And you're like, hey, it's me, Paula Deen. And I'll be like, oh, I know Paula Deen. I mean, fuck that fucking wiener guy. We were making wiener jokes about that guy whipping his dick out. And now he's running for governor. And he'll probably fucking win. You want to know why? Because we all know who he is.
Exactly.
We got a boner for people we've heard of before. So Paula Deen goes away for a while. Maybe she comes back as something else. Maybe, who knows? Maybe she comes back and you know, has a little sense of humor about herself and says, yeah, I fucked up, ha, you know. And then you move on. And then she's more famous than ever. Look at Ben Affleck.
Now look at Chris Brown. He still gets girlfriends.
Fucking Ben Affleck was a fucking joke. He made like 7 or 8 shitty movies. He made that movie called Paycheck, which was, I mean, like a fucking joke because it was a movie that he did for a paycheck. And
yep.
People just were fucking over Ben Affleck. And then he goes away for a couple of years. He lays low and he comes back and now he's winning fucking director Oscars.
Yep.
Was that movie that great? No, it wasn't. But Ben Affleck made it.
Well, Paula Deen can't really do that. She's known for cooking and being on TV. It's not like she can go direct a TV show.
Dog the Bounty Hunter went away for a while. He'll be back. Didn't he say racist shit? And
yeah.
Everybody got mad at him?
Yeah, but that was because his daughter was dating a black guy. Any father would have done the same. Probably many black fathers, too.
Oh,
I can just picture like some fucking radio host trying to do a apologist for Dog
fucking
the Bounty.
Jay Adson, exactly right. You're forgetting Charlie Sheen. That's exactly right. Fucking Charlie Sheen. He didn't even go away, really.
No, he didn't.
I mean, he was a joke. He was on fucking 2 and a Half Men. He thought it was stupid. He made some comments about how shitty the show was and how shitty the writing was. Everybody said, oh, Charlie Sheen's crazy. And now he's doing fucking Fiat commercials. And he's on FX. He's making plenty of money. He's doing something. I mean, I've never seen the show, but maybe it's a little bit more creatively rewarding for him. I don't fucking know. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
It looks stupid.
Yeah.
But maybe he enjoys it.
I'm sure he enjoys the paycheck so that he can snort it away. Look, and you got to keep the tiger blood going through you, dude.
I mean,
warlocks.
And I mean, this is perfect example because the next question ties in exactly to what I'm saying. And I'm 90% sure I know exactly what your answer is going to be to this question.
Excellent.
In your professional opinion, is Amanda Bynes crazy?
I'm going to go with yeah.
Oh, see, I'm shocked you know who Amanda Bynes is.
I know who the fuck Amanda Bynes is. She's batshit insane. But I love following that.
But do you know about her now that she's insane, or did you know about her before?
Oh, yeah. When I was little, I watched her on the Nickelodeon.
Did you? I'm shocked. I think I owe...
Yeah, she had her own fucking show. She was on all that. She was on the Amanda Bynes show. And then she did some fucking shit movies, and now she's crazy for a living. Have you read her tweets? They are the most insane ramblings.
Pretty much she just tells people they're ugly. She tells a lot of people they're ugly.
I just read the highlights. She just tells people they're ugly?
Yeah.
Well, that's not fun.
People tweet stuff at her, and then she tells them they're ugly.
Now, how the fuck would she know?
I don't know.
She's crazy. She lives in the same world Wreck-It Ralph does.
That question was from our number one fan. We have another question from her. How long does it take for rug burns on the elbows to go away?
Depends on how deep they are. I'd give it about 2 weeks. Use Neosporin. Don't get cat hair in them because it sticks.
What do you mean sticks?
The hair sticks to the wounds.
And then what?
And then you've got cat hair stuck to your elbow that somebody will try to pull off and take a good chunk of scab with them. Like, oh, here, let me get that rip.
I've got such a fucking headache. I think I'm dying.
What are you dying of?
Headache-ness? That's not a thing.
No, it's not.
Do you want to do Drunk's thing with the call-in number and stuff?
Yeah, let's do the call-in number like anybody's going to call in.
Okay, then do it. To call the show...
Dial 309-740-1430 or contact us at the Skypes at WFODix.
And that was Dr. Napier.
Yeah,
Paula Deen's really just kind of a victim of poor timing. It's like there's nothing going on right now.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But she brought it on herself.
We're talking about one Puerto Rican guy that shot one black kid a couple of years ago and one bitch on a cooking show that said the N-word.
Okay, when you're in front of a judge and the judge asks you, have you ever said the N-word out of hate or anger? You say, no, I did not say that out of hate or anger. We were all friends, and it was a party. I didn't know it was inappropriate to say it then. And then you move on with your life.
But you say it was a joke.
No, don't say it as a joke. Then they just think you're, you know...
Telling
racist jokes.
Racist jokes.
You just say, I was with friends, and I thought it was cool. Just like pot. Just say, no. One time, I was with all my buddies, I thought it was cool... And I won't do it anymore.
There's a new show on the Discovery Channel called Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid of?
They go out in the woods and they survive for 21 days and they're butt naked.
Are they ladies and are they hot?
It's one, no, they find like the most unattractive people ever. And I think, like, before they even get off the plane, they, like, cover them in dirt and mud. And I think that the only reason that... I think, like, them and National Geographic, the reason that they can get away with nudity, whereas most people shy away from it, is because, like, nobody would want to have sex with them. And, I mean, like, although these are white people, they are extremely unattractive white people.
Well, you say that, like, they get preference. to attractiveness.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, I think that a large reason why they censor nudity or don't censor nudity is on whether or not you would want to have sex with them or not.
Oh, I thought you meant like
the sexuality of the situation dictates whether or not it's okay or not.
I thought you meant like
because I'm looking at these dudes' booty cracks and this chick, you know, with her, you know, they kind of blur it out, but you know, you can kind of see what's going on, and it's like, and I think that's okay because everybody is probably going, eh. Right?
I thought you meant...
I mean, like, you know, the broads... I'm sorry. The broads with the bowls in their mouth.
I am right next to you. I can hit you in the dick.
The broads with the bowls in their mouth and stuff with, like, the, you know, their banana boobs and stuff. I mean, nobody gives a shit about that. I mean, you can show that. Who cares?
I thought you meant that...
No, go ahead.
They...
Say what you were going to say. I apologize.
I didn't know you were talking about nudity. I thought you meant that they were like shoved out of an airplane because they were ugly.
Fuck. Like, oh yeah. They tossed them off the helicopter because they were ugly and said, "Here, live out here for 21 days."
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Dog faced bitch.
Yeah, the ugly fuckers. They find them in like some toothless hillbilly town, strip them naked, and shove them off into the woods with a handy cam strapped to them.
They have some kind of survival skills to a certain extent, I think.
Does the big broad use her titties for milk jugs and suck on them?
The two that I watched didn't really like each other very much, and the dude was really pissed off because like the chick didn't really. I mean, shocker, the chick didn't really help a whole lot. She just kind of went and sat by the river and waited for dinner. And, you know, homeboy's out there with a stick trying to fucking, you know, beat a snake to death.
Is that some kind of commentary on modern life?
I guess, but he was like, yeah, she just goes and sits by the river. And she goes, look, man, I'm keeping the fire going, and that's a very important job. And he's just getting more and more pissed off. And then they step on shit, and they're like, oh, these ants bite, oh. It was riveting television, let me tell you.
You don't.
Laura was really getting into it, and I just thought the whole time, this is stupid.
You don't think that they would do that with, you know, good looking people?
I don't. Or
they don't want to lose.
We watched
those
two episodes of it back to back, and there wasn't a four in the bunch.
Do you think they could have like a crossover episode with Top Shot?
Yeah, but they were just getting more and more irritated with each other, and then the producers had to step in. So there was no real danger. If there was any kind of danger, the producers stepped in and said, oh, that infection, we'll have to, you know, drain it. And it was like, come on. This is a bunch of shit.
Exactly.
Like, you really think they're going to let Bear Grylls die? They're not going to let Bear Grylls die. Bear Grylls gets in trouble, there's going to be a fucking helicopter roping his ass right out of there.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm drinking my pee. Fucking good for you, buddy.
Yeah, there's 30 people behind that camera.
Bunch of horse shit.
Did you not like my code word for the other night? For you to say George Zimmerman and then I would come in?
So, that was a Saturday.
That was Saturday.
Saturday, Mr. Producer was him-hawing about how he wasn't going to do a show because Matt Reefer wasn't coming, and I was kind of like, no, man, you should totally do a show. And so I was kind of like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll call in. Maybe I'll you know, be a team guy for once in my goddamn life.
Yeah, team FUBAR, fuckers.
So I'm bullshitting with Napier and saying I'm going to call in. And I said, you know, you should call in too. You know, it'll be fun. We can shoot the shit. And he said, okay, well, if you want me to call in, just say, what do you guys think of that George Zimmerman trial? Because I just got a whole shitload of stuff about the George Zimmerman trial. And so I'm like, oh, okay, so like a secret code word. They'll be like, you know, the Napier bat signal. I throw up the Napier bat signal and Napier appears. So, you know, about 10, 15 minutes in, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. They're playing clips from WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck these people are talking about. So I said, hey, what do you guys think of that George Zimmerman? And it just dropped like a lead fucking brick. Just dropped right on my face. And everybody's like, yeah, George Zimmerman. So this KRP in Cincinnati thing, I'm like, fuck. So we're just sitting there. And I type it in the chat. And I just wait. I'm like, well, I don't know where this is going. And Napier just fucking totally shit the bed and forgot what the secret code word was.
Actually, I did call in and nobody picked up the phone.
But yeah, we were on pretty much the entire Mr. Producer show Saturday. So check that out, I guess.
I'd say only the last hour to half hour.
Yeah.
That's when things started to get roaring. We talked about different children's books I would like to, you know, write, like It Hurts When I Poop or Uncle Steve's Lap. I could be a children's writer. I could illustrate it.
I think that you'd be really good at it.
Like
you would just need spell check.
Yeah, like a Google document or something. That'll do it.
Let's go to break.
Let's go to break.
I'm hoping that while we're on break, we can reflect on what we've learned thus far.
I think we've learned that Drunk doesn't like to come to the program anymore.
On time.
Yeah.
He likes coming. He just likes coming late.
Drunk works by Drunk's time. Damn it. Can't hold him.
There are five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
And it's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Are you sitting in a different chair?
Yes.
Phone number to join in and be part of the fun is 309-740-1430. And God, we could use you, let me tell you, because the wonder that is Drunkard STL on the Twitters is stuck at work and will not be able to join us. However, he did say that he might be able to call in and reveal the winner of Drunk's SmackDown podcast challenge.
Or maybe he'll be able to just shout out two names next week.
Oh, yeah, because we're not giving him the week off. Fuck him, no. He'll be punished. I'll give him the longest two shows on the list.
Didn't he already take the longest show that was on the list?
I don't know. I have no idea. So, there's been several stories in the news as of late about children being killed due to the consumption of Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's awesome.
Which I believe, I myself have had Monster Energy drinks several times. They do taste like Smarties, I think.
Some of them do, yeah.
And when I read these stories, my first reaction was, well, why are you drinking so much goddamn Monster Energy drink? What do you need so much fucking energy for?
Did you hear the latest fucker that is suing Monster? She fed her kid two Monsters every day for something between 2 and 4 years, and oh, the little bastard has a heart attack and dies.
What bums me out is these parents, no one can just be accountable for themselves. No one can just, it has to be somebody else's goddamn fault.
Oh, of course.
I mean, this stupid kid goes and drinks a whole bunch of Monster Energy drinks and dies. Why is that fucking Monster Energy drink's fault? If you look at a Monster Energy drink and think, oh, I should drink like fucking 4 or 5 of these, then you're a fucking idiot, and we really don't need you around.
Their complaint is that there wasn't sufficient warnings on the packaging.
There's a warning on it that says you can't drink more than 2 in a 24-hour period, I believe. So then don't. And if you do, well then, I'm sorry.
And 2 Monster Energies, if you drink 2 of them back to back, I don't think there's enough to give you caffeine poisoning. You would have to inhale probably 10 of those fucking things to get caffeine poisoning.
Text in the chat, Monster is for the coloreds. He's got a point, but I have had it. I don't really like Red Bull either. They both taste like Smarties to me. What is this goddamn son of a bitch doing?
I've never seen black people drink Monster. It's always the truck driving rednecks around here that drink that shit.
Yeah, I don't really see the coloreds drinking much in the way of energy drinks at all.
No, no.
I mean, maybe some Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is not an energy drink, really.
It's highly caffeinated.
That's true, but I mean, whenever I see somebody drinking a Monster or a NOS energy drink.
There you go, Anchor. Red Bull with vodka is pretty awesome. Just what you want to do. You want to get really, really fucking hammered and be super fucking awake.
Yep.
So that you can drive home.
Actually, what happens is the alcohol, it has a delayed effect on you because of the caffeine and taurine and whatever the fuck is in there. And the more you drink of this mixture, the less that you're going to feel it. And then all of a sudden, the caffeine and all the rest of the additives in Red Bull stop working, but the alcohol keeps going, and you crash like a fucking jetliner. That shit will hit you like a truck.
Where do you go that there's only one colored in a whole town?
Colorado.
Do you remember when we went to Colorado and we were yelling out the window, "Where are all your black people?"
Well, we weren't yelling that. That was Clayton yelling that.
No, that was me. I wanted to know. I was shocked.
There were black people in Colorado.
Not many.
No, but I mean,
we drove miles and miles through towns, and all we saw was just friendly white people roaming the streets.
They weren't really that friendly.
And there wasn't any litter.
There was litter all over the place.
It was amazing.
I think we had 2 different car trips.
You were in a different car.
Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't see what you saw, apparently.
So, speaking of white trash and rednecks and that whole thing, when I come home, we don't have big yards around here. We're in a very heavily populated area.
Yes.
And I don't really think that anyone in my neighborhood needs to have a Ride-Em lawnmower. They just don't. You don't need tractors to drive around like a 15 by 15 front yard.
Yeah, but they're fun to drive.
I think we need to have a service where I will come to your house and I will determine whether or not you should be allowed to have a rideable lawnmower or not.
Oh, you have to be permitted for that?
Yes, yes. Because if I see it, we're getting too fat, like as a society. And what?
The cat. It's punching the back of my foot with its head.
I also want to announce our new contest. If you tweet me the magic word, what should the magic word be?
Titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles. Hashtag titty sprinkles. You get a free cat. Free cat. I will throw
limit
in
limit one.
I will throw
one.
In one litter box and the little canvas bag that you can carry him around in.
But you only have the one cat to give away, right?
Yeah, only one cat. So the first person to tweet titty sprinkles to at WFO Dix gets a free cat. You have to come pick it up.
Jesus Christ.
And no refunds. Yeah, we're fucking getting rid of this fucking cat. I am not a cat person. I hope he goddamn dies. Wait, we just got a tweet. Let me see who won. Who won? Our number one fan.
Our number one fan. Come claim your...
Claim your cat. You just won.
Get your whore cat.
He's awful. But oh, yeah. So I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to determine whether or not your yard is acceptable for the use of a Ride-Em lawnmower.
What if they do a bunch of yards, like they do it for their neighbors?
No.
No?
No.
But they're doing them a service.
What is this?
What?
We're going to start mowing our neighbor's lawn for us? Look at my neighbor's lawn. Does that look like a lawn I'm going to go goddamn mow?
I honestly think that maybe your headache and Laura's headache is probably caused by your neighbor's yard having all that fucking ragweed and shit in it.
It's almost consumed their house.
It has. It's consumed their entire backyard. Your neighbor's lawn is flowering, for fuck's sake.
They're asking if we're going to autograph the cat.
Yeah, mentally.
I'll autograph this goddamn cat.
It's mentally scarred by what we have done to it, therefore we have autographed it.
I tried to wash that son of a bitch yesterday. It didn't go too fucking well.
You tried to wash a cat?
I put him in the bathtub.
He probably didn't appreciate that.
No, he was pissed. He scratched the shit out of me.
You do realize most cats are kind of hydrophobic. They don't like the water.
When I got this goddamn cat, the crazy Bosnian lady that gave it to me said, "Oh, he loves to get in the shower with us, and you know he's so friendly, he's so nice." I got fucking worked, man. This son of a bitch doesn't like anything.
How was his claws, by the way?
Oh, they were awful.
He has them?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, he actually dug into me to a point where, like, I had to call someone to come get him off of me because I couldn't move him because his claws were dug into me deep enough that...
Who did you call?
Well, the only other person that lives here.
Oh. Was she able to get the fucker off you?
Yeah, you gotta wash the dirty son of a bitch. He's not just gonna like walk around my house stinking like a fucking asshole. He fucking jumps in that little thing and shits in a little box. You don't think I'm gonna fucking wash him every now and then? You got another thing coming. Son of a bitch is gonna get washed. I got cat shampoo. I'm a responsible cat owner, okay?
Well, she said he likes showers. Did you try a shower?
You can't do anything with him. He doesn't
do
it.
Did you try the shower?
And then he fucking runs away, and he's all wet. So he gets everything in the fucking house wet. Because he's freaking the fuck out, jumping up on the couch, fucking getting the couch wet, fucking getting the floor wet. I hate him. He sucks.
Did you try the shower?
I want a dog. Okay, new caveat to the contest. I'm going to give you a free cat, but you have to exchange it with a nice, friendly, not very large dog.
Like a Pomeranian or Shih Tzu?
Right, yeah, like something like that. I like Yorkshire Terriers. I could go for a Yorkshire Terrier. So you have to bring me a dog to exchange for your cat.
What about a Yorkie?
I love Yorkies. I'm a big fan of you. I had a Yorkie when I was a kid. His name was Tiger. And if you think about it, that's a stupid fucking name for a dog.
Amanda's got a Doberman mix. What about that?
No, you guys, because yeah. I know you know, we're tight and all,
yeah.
I will tell you what, I got a deal for you. You don't have to tweet me shit. You don't have to give me a dog. You just fuck it. You can take him home right now. After the podcast, congratulations, you have a new cat.
I already have a dog.
Nope, you got a cat.
But I like the dog. The dog doesn't bother me.
I'm sorry, Napier, but... You got to take this cat.
Your cat seems like he's retarded.
He is.
What the fuck happened to him? Did the Bosnian lady try to smother him to death?
Do you remember when we first got the cat and you came over and gave us a whole bunch of cat lessons?
Yeah.
On like how to... See, you're so good with cats. You should obviously own one.
No.
Napier, take my cat.
I owned a cat for 25 years. I don't want another cat.
See, Amanda doesn't even like your dog.
I like the dog. I don't care if she doesn't like the dog.
Well, you can come over and see him every Monday.
The dog?
Yeah.
The dog's old. You're not going to get much, you know, enjoyment out of an old dog.
I don't need a lot of enjoyment.
Well, then why'd you get the cat?
I didn't want the cat. The cat can go fuck himself.
Well, you took the cat from the Bosnian lady. Why did you take it?
I didn't want him.
Who did?
I just do what I'm told most of the time.
Well, why don't you, like,
you think I wanted that cat? I told you from the get-go. I don't want that fucking cat.
Maybe he senses
your
energy.
He's an asshole. He's a fucking ass. Look at him. Look at him over there judging me. Yeah, well, fuck you.
He's seen your dick.
He has.
You can't let him live.
Right.
But yeah, why did you had to accept the cat in some way?
No, never.
Okay, this Bosnian lady, did she work with you or?
She worked with her.
Oh. So she just brought a cat home one day?
She said, "Oh, this cat, my other cat doesn't like this cat, and so I have to get rid of it."
But probably that was the good cat.
He's sweet. He's just a darling. You'll love him. He's so affectionate.
No, he's not.
He's not. He bites everyone.
The
only time he purrs or does anything remotely close to affectionate is at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning when he's hungry and like 7 o'clock in the afternoon when he's fucking hungry. And that's it. He's like, "Hey guys, how about you feed me?"
Is he friend?
Hey guys, I'm kind of hungry.
Is he kind of friendly when he's blasting a deuce out his ham hole? So when he's shitting, what do you think of him then? Is he kind of friendly and nice?
Look, I'll open this up. You don't even have to tweet. You could just put something in the chat room. What can the code word be?
I want your cat.
Yeah,
that's the code word.
I want your cat is the code word. Can you mail cats?
Legally?
Can I just poke a couple holes in the box?
Leave a little piss carpet in there for them.
I said, well, why don't we just take it to the Humane Society if you don't want it? She doesn't want it anymore either. She's done with the fucking cat. She wants it gone.
Yeah.
Because she's allergic to it. And it's an asshole. And we've had to change.
And
like,
it's tore down on all of her decorations.
Right. It knocks shit over. I have the basement blocked off so he doesn't go in the basement. We haven't put the kitchen cabinets back on some of our kitchen cabinets. We have the kitchen cabinets lined up blocking under our bed because he gets under the bed and rips holes in the box spring and climbs into the box spring and then just gets lost in there, and he can't figure out how to get out. And so he's in there. We're trying to fucking sleep, and he's in the fucking box spring like, like underneath us. That's fucking terrifying. To wake up to something punching up through your mattress underneath you. It's like goddamn Freddy Krueger is fucking under your bed.
What?
And you wake up from a sound sleep to this fucking son of a bitch. You're laughing, but it's awful. I have our kitchen cabinets lined up blocking under our bed.
Why don't you just punch the shit out of it when it's down there?
I do, but it doesn't seem to affect him at all. He doesn't seem to care. He could give a fuck.
If that ever happened to me, I'd probably shoot the bed. Blam, 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 cops come in. What happened? Okay, check this out. You're not going to believe this, but I was asleep, and my cat buried its way up from under my bed, And I got scared. I thought it was a demon. So I took it out with the rifle. Like, well, where's the cat? I didn't hit the cat. But it's out now. It's all good. You don't need to come in my house.
Giant hole in your mattress, giant hole in your box springs, probably a hole in your floor.
How does your bed sleep, by the way, now that it's been hollowed out by your cat?
He hasn't gotten through the mattress. He's gotten through the box springs, and he climbs into the box springs.
Well, so he didn't mess up the box springs.
And he's beaten on the mattress from underneath because he doesn't know how to get out. He has no idea. He fucking crawls around in there, and then he's like, oh, shit, what do I do now?
That's
so every fucking
amazing.
Time I have to kind of like reach under the bed and like push him in the direction he needs to go to get out. He's a fucking retard.
Yeah, he sounds pretty inbred. I don't think your cat like came out right.
They found him. He's a found cat that is now my. He was a problem. They didn't know what to do. They duped Laura into it, and now it's my fucking problem. And now she wants to get rid of it. Like she told me 2 days ago. Look, the cat is like an added expense. Times are rough. Whatever. He's an asshole. He fucks up our everything. He's ripping up all our furniture. He sucks. So maybe we should get rid of him. That was 2 days ago.
So why didn't you just take him outside right?
So
then?
I mean, what do you do? You post something on Facebook. Hey, does anybody want a cat? Nobody wants a fucking cat. And then
do you think
I said,
Bosnian woman just like lit up when Laura said that she would take him?
Yeah, yeah. It was the greatest day of her fucking life. I mean, she came in. She offered us, you want a beer? You want a smoke? Oh my God, what can I get for you guys? You know, it's like, and I mean, she gave us the fucking litter box and a carrying case and a bunch of food, and he's like, oh, this is great, you know, send me pictures. But yeah. She couldn't, she saw us coming a mile fucking way.
So what about the Humane Society?
What I said. I said, why don't we just take him to the fucking Humane Society? It's a fucking found cat. Fuck this cat. They found him, we can unfind him.
Exactly.
Problem solved. No, I'd rather keep him than do that. They'll kill him or something. Good! Fuck him! Fuck you, you little bastard! I hope you goddamn die! Fucking up my box spring! You think I could flip that around and it would be... I mean, like, it doesn't really matter, does it? It's just a box spring.
Probably no.
I mean, if I flip it around, it doesn't... the mattress is just there. It doesn't matter.
He didn't, like, rip out any springs, did he?
No. Just ripped into it so that he can crawl around with the springs.
I'm sure it's fine.
I hope he gets caught on a spring and it just, like, rips him in half.
Oh, you can take him to one of those places.
Look,
he gets 30 days. He gets 30 days.
Nobody in the world will go into the Humane Society and decide to take that cat. The only person in the world who would take that cat is my girlfriend.
You don't know that.
And that's because some Bosnian lady at her work guilted her into it.
Just take it to the Humane
Society.
Look,
I would never hurt the cat.
Wish him the best.
I want that to be clear. I would never hurt the cat. I would never abuse the cat. I would never do anything. But if he happened to die, I would not be bummed out for a second. If he happened to run away or, like, fall to his death out a window that I left open or something, that's just survival of the fittest, right? I mean, that's not my fucking problem.
Just put him in his little cage, take him to the Humane Society, look at him right in the eye and say, hey, this is more than Nicole Brown got. Just leave him there.
We do have some updates in the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League. Monsters University finished with $171 million, a 64 on Metacritic. Not great. Not a great score for Monsters University as far as Pixar movies go.
No, nope.
109 points for Dan and his first overall selection.
Excellent.
World War Z, which was Amanpal's second overall pick, the first pick for her, second overall, kind of fucking bombed, really.
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked.
124 million, 63 on Metacritic for 78 points. So Drunk took Man of Steel. Drunk had 114 points, I think, with the third overall pick. So Drunk picked better than Dan and Amanpal in this particular instance.
Unfortunately, World War Z, the movie, was nothing but fucking filming Brad Pitt running around. It had nothing to do with the fucking book.
The zombie wall? Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Then how do you fucking know?
I read the reviews. I'm not paying to watch that.
Yeah, you'll see it eventually, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, it'll be on HBO.
Yeah. The Heat opened this weekend, made $40 million, 60 on Metacritic, so 24 points for the opening weekend. So it still has another week to go. That was Dan's third pick. So he caught Drunk with his third pick, because Drunk's third pick didn't do very well. And White House Down was undrafted, had 14 points its opening weekend. So not great, but probably better than the movie I picked in the third round.
Do you think Jamie Foxx can be done making movies now?
I think it's really weird that all the presidents in all the movies are black now.
Well, like, the president is
how
black
many presidents
now.
Have there been? 43? Is he the 43rd?
43rd, 44th? Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Somewhere in the 40s. I mean, like, 1 in 40-something have been black. But, like, every president in, like, the last 6 years of cinema has been black. Morgan Freeman has been black, like, 8 times now. Danny
Glover.
I think
Glover, he's black all the time.
Danny Glover was black. Yeah, they are black. You're right.
They don't stop being black when they make
I got kind of twisted around in what I was saying. You get what I mean, though. Danny Glover was the president. Morgan Freeman was the president. Jamie Foxx is now the president. Lots of black presidents now.
Well, in their defense, the president now is black. So when people see, like, you know, the president, like, oh, well,
I guess we've never really seen a precedent like this before to know if it's due to what president is now. Are you making that sound?
Yes.
What is that?
That is this condom that I pulled out of the box of condoms.
Yeah, Napier bought a box of condoms last week to put in Drunk's mouth, and now we just have this box of condoms, and we don't know what we're going to do with them.
I've been using it like a balloon and playing around with it.
You'd think we'd have some kind of use for them, right?
You could strangle your cat with it. Tie them together. I mean, nobody's going to suspect that.
Have you seen the thing about the pork bullets?
Pork bullets?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You missed this?
I want to know what that is.
It's not like you to miss things. There is a company that is manufacturing bullets that are dipped in pork fat. And the idea is that the Middle Eastern folks that don't really like the pork will be frightened by the pork bullets because they will die unclean.
I don't think they're werewolves, so...
Yeah, but like if like they touch pork, then that's bad, right? And then they die unclean. That's the thinking.
Well, I don't think that works. I think just bullets would work.
I would think that bullets would be scary enough.
Yeah,
and I think that if you're more afraid of pork bullets than regular bullets, things aren't going great for you. You need to reconsider some things.
Well, considering where they live, I guess bullets really aren't that scary compared to everything else that's going on. Bullets would be like a welcome bee sting.
Crazy Jay said he did that story last week. Oops. Sorry, buddy.
Do you think it would affect the barrel like the pork fat? Because it's got salt in it. I don't think you'd want salt in your barrel. It's going to rust it.
Maybe Crazy Jay should call and rehash all of the jokes he said about the pork bullets. Just redo all of what he already did.
If I only shoot pork bullets out of one of my guns, can I call it the Baconator? What if you if you went to go hunting like wild pigs with the pork bullets, could you eat it later on? Like, I can taste two different pigs.
It's like the grocery store. They have bacon wrapped ham now. It's lunch meat. It's ham, but like it has bacon smushed into it.
Like they smush it into it, or they wrap it in that.
I don't know. There's bacon involved in the ham somehow, and you eat it, and it kind of tastes a little bit more bacony. Is a little bit more bacony a word? You kind of know what I mean, right?
Well, ham takes a while to like set up and cure. Do you think that maybe one of those hams was the mama, and then the bacon's the little one, and then they wrap the mama ham in the baby bacon? And then it's more tasty that way.
So how would they know that they were dealing with somebody who was shooting at them with pork bullets?
I think you could smell it. I mean, shoot one. I mean, it's going to smell like burning bacon. Like if you smell a hot dog vendor rolling around town, you know to watch out.
Wait!
What's that smell?
Oh, no, they got pork bullets. Retreat!
That smells like the cloven animal. Blam! Oh no! I've been hit!
Oh no.
Do you think they like get hit with it and it's like trying to dig a tick out of you? You're just like screaming. It's like, ah, get it out! Get it out! Oh god! Ah! Up, 10-second rule. Doesn't count.
It's 10-second rule. Oh, God.
Well, if you wanted, I don't know why you'd have to go through a middleman just to get pork bullets. I'm pretty sure you could just, you know, make a thing of bacon and take your bullets and just put it in the pork fat.
I think that's what they did. They just kind of like dumped them all in there and kind of stirred them around a little bit and said, okay, they got pork on them now.
Well, pork fat's kind of oily. Wouldn't it be fucked up if you get your pork bullets and the oil has gotten down into the powder and it causes it not to go off? Like, I'm going to get you mushrooms. Blam. Oh, fuck. You just jammed.
Take them out and throw them at them. Yeah. I mean, it's still, you know.
I guess it's the same thing.
Same thing, really. Because the bullets isn't even the problem.
No, the bullets aren't the problem. It's where they land.
All right, I'm out of things.
Well, I guess it's that time.
Is it that time, big fella?
Oh, yeah, it is. Let's go.
Thanks, everybody, for the nice stuff last week. It was touching. Touched me good. Next week will be our 1 year anniversary on the Radio Foobars.
And we'll actually bring stuff and not expect Drunk to provide content for all of us.
Yeah. We're lost right now without Drunkard STL on the Twitters. And I was expecting him. Maybe I should check my phone and see if he texted me the winner of Drunk's Podcast Challenge. So talk to the people for a second. Let me see.
So the people, how are you doing? You like coming here? Like hanging out with us? How about we come over to my place? And we'll drink beer together. Aw, don't worry. It's okay, it's just a little beer. We're gonna drink beer together. We're gonna hang out, and in the back office we're gonna smoke cigars. But don't tell nobody. Then afterwards, we're going to hang out and take naked pictures together. Naked pictures for everybody. It's not going to be everybody that gets to see them, or we tell everybody about them. No, that's just between you and me, audience. Just you and me, naked together, in a room, hanging out.
Hi, Drunk! Can I put you on the show?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to work. It went terribly last time. Drunk!
Hey, Hey.
Drunk, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Nice. Yeah, I tried calling the number like 3-4 times and to no avail.
Maybe they forgot to forward it or something.
Yeah, I guess. It rang like 10 times, then I got a big busy signal, so.
That's a bummer, man. We weren't talking to anybody.
So I listened to the majority of the show. What's up with you not liking 18-year-old broads?
I don't know, man. I've been getting into the MILFs lately. I don't know why. I'm ashamed of myself. I am.
Yeah, I think you're on the wrong side of that, dude.
I know, and I don't know what happened, but like there was a transition one day. 3 days ago, I loved the 18-year-olds drunk, and then something just happened. Yeah. Something clicked in me.
Is that like the gay gene going off?
That you were on the Mr. Producer show that the episode after the one I listened to.
Right. Me and Napier were both on the majority of the most recent episode of the Mr. Producer show.
So let me ask you this. Is the Mr. Producer show usually an interview show?
Normally.
Yes. Typically the format of the Mr. Producer show is he interviews a band and they talk about their music. And they play songs from that band.
That's how it is every week, huh?
Yes. Usually Matt Reefer is there. Your favorite person, your favorite show host in the entire world.
Yeah, I don't dislike Matt Reefer. He's a good guy.
I think he's a dick, but go ahead.
Yeah, so with that now clearly embedded in my brain, I'm going to go with the Brit and the American.
Ooh.
Really?
Yep. Sorry to go against the whole Radio Foo Bar family.
This is an upset. This shocks me. Okay, so
did the 30-minute format just appeal that much?
So what happened?
No, I don't know. I thought the Brit and the American were funny, and I don't know. They were talking about their vacations and whatnot. They call them some crazy vacations, dude.
Yeah, that show is interesting, but it is a bit of an upset. I would say that the Mr. Producer show is a high seed on my bracket.
Yeah.
So what was it that did it for you? What happened? You realize we're going to be fired after this.
Yeah.
In consecutive weeks, you have voted off both of the station owners on the station we are on. The owners of the station that we are broadcasting on right now, you basically said you didn't enjoy their show.
Well, I think Matt Reefer's 4 hours of power was 2 weeks ago.
Drunk. I'm rethinking this entire thing because now I'm worried that we're in trouble.
Now you can see I got hidden motivation. I'm not trying to do number two.
Okay, so
wait, didn't he pass on Uniformed Opinions though?
He did. Which Frank is on Uniformed Opinions, so there's still hope.
Maybe he just doesn't like interview shows.
Plus they all got wild card opportunities. So
okay, so you just didn't care for the band, or what was the problem?
Yeah, that could be it.
But the Brit and the American you enjoyed. That's a good show for the drunkard.
Yeah.
Would you say that they're one of the favorites of what you've listened to?
No. I mean, I don't know their potential second round opponent.
Okay, so next week when we're back to Podcast Jones, because we're kicked off Radio Foo Bar, let's see what your next podcast challenge will be. If there's any internet radio stations out there looking for a show for Monday nights, we might be available soon. Napier, of the remaining brackets, we got this one here, don't pick that one because I got to do something with that. This one. Pick one of what's left.
Let's go Unfit for FM versus Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Ooh.
That seems like a matchup right there.
Unfit for FM versus
which
Not
is a decent
Safe
show, as I've listened to it before.
For Water Coolers, which is Drunk's girlfriend Shannon Lake's podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one that helped with the Win It for the Drunkard contest.
Yeah, but so, Unfit for FM is a Radio FUBAR one, isn't it?
Good friends of the show, Unfit for FM, and also good friends of the show, Not Safe for Water Coolers. So
let's see how that ends up next week.
Drunk is going to make an enemy here. Drunk is
yeah. Don't I make an enemy every week, though?
This is not going to be good. See, now when I made that matchup, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Yep.
And I made that matchup. I didn't know that Shannon listened to us. and the main guy on that show, I think he's kind of a wiener.
Like how big of a wiener?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. He just kind of seems like a... he's a nice guy. Actually, now, since Shannon started doing this thing, he's kind of been nice to us. But at the time, kind of thought he was a wiener.
But not anymore.
Not so much anymore. Now he's been kind of nice to us.
What would you think of Unfit for FM?
Well, Unfit for FM, they're the reason we're on Radio FUBAR, because I listened to them, and when they came to Radio FUBAR, I said, oh, well, maybe we should go on Radio FUBAR. So they were the bridge.
However, either way, this is not going to end fun.
No, this is a terrible matchup, and I feel awful.
Terrible for who? Terrible for you or terrible for me?
Terrible for you, Drunk, because it's all on your shoulders.
And now you're gonna make our friends go away, Drunk.
Well, I mean, do the people from Unfit listen to us?
Yes.
Yep.
Both of them?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I'm pretty sure I heard that one guy said he didn't listen to us, so.
Yes. So, this is exciting. However... The Brit and the American moves on. And
it does. The Cinderella story progresses.
I'm expecting a phone call.
Like how soon?
I don't know.
You're expecting a phone call from who?
Well, Matt Reefer left.
Yeah.
So Matt Reefer's not listening.
Maybe we can just edit all this out.
Do you think that'll work?
And maybe we can just like cut off like the bottom two rings of the bracket.
Oh.
And just pretend like it never happened. I don't know. I'm freaked out now. What Drunk, you've put us in a spot.
Haven't you put us in a spot by doing this?
You're the one that put everybody in the spot by creating the damn thing.
Drunk, are you sure Brit and the American moves on?
I thought you said you were never going to sway me in any way.
Oh, boy.
Well, Mike said he wouldn't, but he didn't say anybody else would.
Do you want me to choose, Mr. Producer? Do you want me to just take him all the way to the end just because he's the boss?
No.
I want you to follow your heart, Drunk.
I never have been good at kissing ass. I got yelled at by the vice president of my company today, so...
Did you swear at him and threaten his wife?
No.
We need to change out one of the shows that has not been featured on the Drunks Podcast SmackDown Challenge has ceased production. So
gotcha.
I will need to change one of the matchups to reflect that. We will have to find a new challenger to go up against.
Well, you just saw the broadcast on that.
Yeah, what's wrong with the broadcast?
Well, it could be the Rockin' Comedy Show, or it could be... It's well, we're all kind about of me.
Well, for the Rockin' Comedy Show, isn't Drunk Internet a contest?
Wouldn't oh yeah, a, that would be
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, he would be swayed by his involvement.
Yeah, I mean,
Drunk, are you looking forward to meeting your girlfriend? The announcement is July 4th.
Is it?
Yes, and I've actually gone into talks through email with a relationship expert to call in and help you to solve your strange circumstances.
Well, aren't
I really want you to find love, Drunk.
Do you now?
Yeah, you got to find it where you can get it. And if that means
winning a... I believe in you, Michael. You do everything for your own motivations.
How dare you?
Drunk, this is fate. This is fate. And then your little drunk babies.
I hung up on him.
Oh.
I hung up on him. After all I've done for that son of a bitch. What, does he think this contest is for me?
It kind of is.
Oh, no, it totally is.
It's
absolutely. This will be fucking hilarious.
It's validating all of your life's ambitions to win your friend pussy. They didn't say that, right? Like, they didn't confirm, like, he'd be getting some? Or did they? Because that's important. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out!